All right, NBA Summer League winding down, and I have the privilege to be sitting not just with one, but two former UNLV Runner Rebels, Christian Wood and Brandon McCoy. You guys have both kind of taken similar paths to the NBA, both here at UNLV. First, Christian, some of your fondest memories about UNLV?
Oh, man, just the atmosphere and the crowd that we have, you know, playing in front of a sold-out crowd almost every single game, and know, just having that fun and the atmosphere. I feel like they brought it here too in Summer League, so it's good.
Brandon, this is your first go around with this thing. Just recently decided to leave UNLV. Your thoughts early on about the Summer League?
It's a surreal feeling to be back at Thompson Mack. And you know, when I was sitting over there on the bench, I was just like, man, it's crazy. I'm on the same bench I played at just a couple months ago.
Right.
So just being back out here and just really seeing Vegas and seeing all the Vegas fans and stuff.
You guys took similar paths, about 3 years apart. Both left UNLV early to go into the NBA. Both went undrafted, unfortunately. Talk a little bit about your paths, and Christian, let's start with you, and talk about the decision process and what that was like and how difficult it was for you.
It's very difficult. You know, it's definitely a grind going into it, you know, playing from D-League to NBA and, you know, being an undrafted guy. But coming in, it's more of a grind. You know, you don't have that same privilege as a drafted guy. So you have to come in, you know, make an effort, prove yourself. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just a different type of grind. But it's good. It's going good for me.
And, Brandon, we know that that question was asked to you a lot during the course of this last season, and you decided to go for it. Give us your thought process, and was that difficult for you?
I mean, I feel like I've been counting out my whole life, so it wasn't really too much difficult for me. You know, I know I got to put in way more work than anybody else, and I wasn't going to do that, and I've been doing that forever. So it's not hard for me. I know that I'm going to make it no matter what.
Christian, you had a great summer league here, averaging 20 points per contest. Tell me, why so much success here? How were you feeling this?
Really, the crowd just had me comfortable. You know, I'm really comfortable playing on my home court where I played in college before. But overall, you know, I've been here. I know what to expect. I know how guys are going to play. Guys are going to compete. But it's been going good. I feel like I know the game a little bit more that I'm a pro.
Having been through this now a few different times, having experience in the league, in the summer league, what kind of advice could you give Brandon?
Just go through the process, man. It's a process every day. You know, don't worry about, you know, the little things and the politics of basketball. Just put your grind in and keep working, and everything's going to pay off as long as you work.
So talk to us about what your plans are, Brandon, as we go forward here. Summer League coming to a close now.
I'm just happy to be in this opportunity and just, you know, keep doing my thing and, you know, keep staying in the gym. You know, I get in the gym every day, all day. So that's my lifestyle, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. So that's just how it is.
Now knowing what you know and what you've been through this, would you make the same decision?
Honestly, I was going to go through this regardless. Whether I've been drafted or not, I had to play in the summer league. I had to prove myself, you know, and I feel like, honestly, even though I wanted to get drafted, I feel like this really made me even more hungry as far as, like, my mindset and, you know, really just going as hard as I can and dang near killing myself in the gym just because I know I got to really prove myself now. So, like I said, I would have loved it, got drafted. I'm pretty sure anybody would have. But at the same time, I feel like it was a blessing in disguise as far as my mindset. I want it even more now, you know?
What kind of mentorship are you getting?
I mean, Christian's been a really good person that I've been talking to just because, you know, we basically had the same path as far as, like, playing at UNLV, doing our thing. And then, you know, we were supposed to be first-round picks, and we ended up going undrafted. So I feel like I can relate to him a lot, and I see him out on the court doing this thing, and then I can see myself doing the same thing. And so, you know, I know it's a grind, and I'm just thankful to be alive and just be able to play the game I love. So I'm going to continue to work hard as I can and just, you know, get it how I get it.
All right. Finally, what do you want to say to Rebel fans?
It's good to see you guys. I'm happy to be back. You know, I'm always going to love y'all. Rebel for life.
Thanks, Brandon. Good luck to you.
Yeah. All right.